Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few moments to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because I know when we invest in the positives, then we unlock the possibilities. I need more possibilities in my life, and that requires more imagination. Hanging out with my youngest son recently, and alone, has given rise to many of those possibilities being discovered. He's always dreaming something or planning something, and his creative spirit is catching. Our time together took a new turn this past week. I drove him to day camp, and for 4 hours I waited until camp was over before I drove him home. Not because I had to wait, but because the wait gave me focus time that I didn't have any other way. During our drives to and from camp, he would construct fantastical tales of possibilities for our property or for his future, and sometimes just fantastical tales in general. By the end of the week, I was so full of his inspirational ideas that my quiet time began producing some fantastical ideas of my own. It helps to be in a place where I'm not connected with the internet, which seems to be a constant feed of negatives from all sides as of late. These 4 hours allowed me to think and to dream without any input from my past, from my mistakes, from my husband about what might have been done better or might have not been done at all. I just dreamed. Dreaming up these types of ideas, it's not something everyone can do. And even those that are prone to fantastical ideas sometimes get caught up in the day-to-day struggles or the crowding of emotions or the unbalance of circumstances or sometimes the words and attitudes of the people around us. I can't think of the possibilities if I stay caught up in the past or tangled in the what-ifs. I have to find a way to live in the now if I'm going to give life to the possibilities. I begin living now by taking 5 steps. 1, I get past the regrets of the past. 2, I refuse to focus on future worries. 3, I break up with procrastination. 4, I make the most of right now. And 5, I find ways to enjoy the journey. The past is a way of tangling me up and keeping me from making the most of my life. The worries of tomorrow will suffocate me and leave me too exhausted to do anything in my life or for my life. I have to release the past if I'm going to make the most of now. And I have to let go of the regrets if I'm going to hold on to my today. I was stalked before I got married, and it carried over into my married life. We enlisted the police, and it was stopped before I was hurt physically. But mentally, I had been smothered. Every time I got ready to make a new step, I questioned my step because of the struggles of the past. My past was holding me back. My husband and I looked at an inexpensive house in an up-and-coming neighborhood when we were first married. We were looking to invest in a fixer-upper, and it seemed like a good choice. Now, I don't remember why we went another direction, but my husband brings up that we should have started with that small house every time we pass it, and we pass it a few times a week. Each time I begin to make a move that will affect our financial stand, I question it because of this regret of the past. I have to break free from these regrets if I'm going to be free to fly. I get past the regrets when I choose to accept that there was a mistake. I get past the regrets when I pinpoint the actual issue that caused the mistakes. I get past the regrets when I determine a better way. I get past the regrets when I choose to step into the better way. And I get past the regrets when I become determined to keep stepping. Getting past the regrets is not about ignoring the past or about putting my head in the sand about the future. It's about learning from the past and then letting it go. It is about making a plan and a focus for tomorrow, but accepting the right now is all that I have. I live now because now is the only time that I have to live. The past is gone, and all of my wishing and moaning and attention will not bring back yesterday. Tomorrow never arrives because it's always tomorrow. Now is now. If I want to live now, then I have to let go of regret. I have to make purposeful choices not to dwell on what I can't change. I have to look forward instead of staying turned around and looking behind me, staying focused on my past. Learning is important, but it's not so important that I need to give yesterday complete control over my life. And that's what happens when I dwell in yesterday. When I do nothing but talk about yesterday, when I focus on the mistakes of my past, then I give yesterday complete control over everything I do. If I want to move out into the possibilities, then I am going to have to remove the focus on my past. Imagination cannot take off if it's being held down by a continued remembrance of what might have been. Imagination is all about what could be. And that is a limitless view of the potential around me, not a hindered view, which is what comes from the past. It is up to me to be willing to make the choices that are going to show me that what happened yesterday is yesterday, and that's gone. And that's okay, because I'm learning better and I'm choosing better right now. Yesterday can be hard to shake sometimes, especially when I know that I could have done better. Or even worse, I know that I should have done better because I knew what to do and I just didn't do it. I spend more time in my regrets than I do my possibilities when I get into that place of, I should have done better. And then I'm a short slide away from falling into a hole of discouragement, which is where regret wants me. If regret can cover me in discouragement, then it increases its hold on my life. I have to shake regret. I have to shake free from it. Just let it go. Not by ignoring my past mistakes or my missteps, but by embracing the lesson those mistakes and missteps have to offer me. And there is always a lesson. First, I have to admit that there was a mistake and that I made that mistake. It wasn't done to me. It didn't sneak up and attack me from behind. I made a choice that landed me in the middle of that mistake. Granted, my mistake can always be assisted by outside influences, but ultimately I make the choices for my life. I received a full scholarship to college, but I lost it after my first year because of grades. Now, I had always been a straight-A student, and without much effort, might I add. And after that first year, I maintained an A record. But one class in that first year did me in. And it was communications of all things. When I tell the story of what occurred, I get lots of advice about what I should have done. I didn't do anything, though. I accepted the bad grade and I moved on. I didn't know what I could do, and I didn't take the time to find out if there was anything that I could do. I just accepted it. I didn't even talk about it to anybody until long after it occurred. I could have blamed my professor for giving me the grade. I still could, because he reviewed my final project as I was working on it, and he told me I was right on target. I could blame the school for not making it easier for me to understand that I had rights for reviewing the grades. I could have blamed my advisor for not seeing the results of my grades that first semester and stepping in to help. I could have put blame on a lot of people. And for a while, I probably did. But even if everything else had been different, my choice could have still been the same choice, and my choice would have been mine. I messed up. Instead of whining about it, I dug in and I did better with every class from that first year on out. I admitted my mistake. Second, I have to pinpoint the actual issue. When I look back at what occurred that first year in college, I realized that my habit of procrastination had followed me from high school and maybe even gained some momentum. I knew that I could adjust in some situations, but I also recognized that some habits would not be fixed overnight. I signed up for a summer course because I knew I had to have that particular course and I wanted to get it over with as soon as possible. Now, when I arrived to collect the syllabus for the class, it contained about a foot-high stack of papers that outlined some intense projects we were expected to complete in the summer. Huh? Right? I never even picked up the stack. I walked down to the admin building and I dropped the course. I knew from my past mistakes that my habits were not quite ready for that kind of mountain. I had pinpointed my major mistake, and I had made the adjustments necessary to not repeat that mistake. Third, I have to determine a better way of doing things if I'm going to leave regret in the past. Now, because I had to get student loans to cover the tuition costs that would have been covered by my lost scholarship, each time I had to write a check, I was reminded of my mistake. That one mistake that had cost so much. After I was married, my husband was also reminded each month of that one mistake that had cost so much. Anytime finances were brought up, so was my mistake. I created a plan that would pay off the student loans. I developed a schedule that would keep procrastination from holding me back in the future. I invested in learning my rights, learning the rules, and what steps were necessary to make the most of those rules for me and for my family. So I determined a better way of doing things as I moved forward so that I would not again be caught up in the same conditions that one mistake had made. Now, fourth, I have to choose to step into the better way. I began to take actions in the things I had planned. I started to act now and to move forward in the moment instead of waiting. I took what I learned and applied it for myself and instead of waiting for someone else to tell me the right way. Because I learned the right way and I acted in that right way, I let go of that mistake and I shook it loose from my husband. Well, mostly. When I begin to take purposeful steps to crush my habit of procrastination, then it cannot bring up the mistakes of the past. Each time I would do what needed to be done instead of waiting for a better time, I would see that one mistake lose its hold. Now, if that one mistake is brought up, then I dismiss it. I have accepted it, I have learned from it, and now I have chosen a better way. It has no hold anymore. Fifth, I have to keep stepping if I'm going to keep the regrets in the past. Those regrets can be persistent, and they will do what they can to catch up to me and latch back on. If I stop my forward momentum, then they have the chance to catch up. I went through a period of self-doubt not too long ago. I was caught up in the am I good enough cycle that left me wandering in circles instead of moving forward. One day I found myself reprimanding my choices that had left me with all that student loan debt. Long since paid off and long since released. I had stopped moving forward and that slimy little regret had slithered its way back into my life. I stood up and shook it off before it could get hold, and I started stepping into my possibilities instead. Regrets may not seem big, but they are powerful deterrents to possibility. I have to find my way to let go of regrets if I want to build a life of possibility thinking. I have to make the choices to walk forward in my purpose instead of keeping a focus on my past. I have spent more than my fair share of time invested in regrets. And yes, I believe it was an active investment. I thought more about what I should have done than what I was doing. I meditated on my mistakes instead of meditating on my possibilities. Because I invested all of that time and energy in the regrets were what I was actively growing in my life. Regrets never produce good fruits. Paul addresses the right way to look at the past mistakes in 1 Corinthians 7:10, and this comes from the New International Version. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. When my mistakes are addressed with a godly sorrow, one that leads me to admit my mistakes, pinpoint the problem, and make changes, those will lead me to salvation and to a place where no regrets can hold on, because I've dealt with them. It seems like a simple enough formula, but this life can be so hectic sometimes that I don't take time to follow it. That leaves regrets to grow and to hang on, and most importantly, to pull me down. Isaiah reminds me not to get entangled with the mistakes of the past. In the 43rd chapter of Isaiah, and this comes from verses 18 and 19, I am told to not even remember the former things or to consider the former things. In other words, don't even think about it. I don't need to dwell on the past, not the bad, and not even the good, because today is new. God is doing a new thing each and every day, and I will have to make purposeful choices right now to be involved in that new thing. Not rely on the past, the wins, the successes, not to wallow in the mistakes, but to choose right now, because right now is new. Regret will always hold me back and push me down. I overcome regret by facing it down, by addressing it, by learning from that past mistake so that I can press forward into my possibilities. Thank you so much for joining me for today's journey into getting past regret. I have to make the choice to let yesterday go because I know that I can do nothing about it. I have to make the choice to learn from the past because that is the only way to overcome it. I have to make the choice to keep stepping forward if I want to keep from getting tangled in the past. How is your journey going? I hope you will take a moment and share your thoughts with me by emailing me at radio@katherinelang.com. Be sure also to take a moment and visit the Growing Hope website where you can download your free PDFs of all the ebooks that are created from the Growing Hope broadcast. You can get those at www.katherinelang.com/ebooks. Also, take a moment while you're visiting to comment on one of the posts so that we can keep this conversation going. It would be great to engage with you and connect with you through the website or through social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm the Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's the @ Katherine C. Lang. On Google Plus, it's the +, Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's again the Katherine C. Lang. You can also find me on Pinterest and Instagram. Please listen to the syndicated broadcast of Growing Hope Radio and share with your friends. You can find those at www.katherinelang.com/on-air. You can also connect with me to invite me to come speak at your next event or with your next group by visiting that website as well. Regrets want nothing more than to keep us from our potential. Regrets want us to stay so focused on the past that we can't even see that next step, much less take that next step, and forget about taking it in the right direction. Because if you're faced behind, you cannot take the right step in that forward direction. You will be off course every single time if your focus is behind you and not in front of you. And that's what regrets want. Regrets want us so caught up in the what ifs and what could have beens that we can't even begin to imagine the what could be's. God is all about the what could be's. God is all about the potential that is growing in us right now. He has designed us on purpose for a purpose. He recreates the day and us every single day. I am a new creature right now. I am a new creation right now. What happened yesterday is gone. I can't get it back. I can't change it. I can't make more of it. Today, right now is what I have. And the regrets want me to forget that and to think, hey, if I think about it enough, maybe I can make a difference. But it won't change yesterday. All the thinking, all the wanting, all the hoping, now is all I have. And now is where I choose to live. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is and always will be that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.